Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We told him, Duke, when you call in, just fire off Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, and we will know that he's on the line. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Anthony Duclair, I truly believe, is one of the reasons the Panthers have been so good this season, Crowder. Had a great game Saturday against the Blackhawks. I thought you were going to have the game winner last night. Anthony Duclair joining us now. Is that hacky to play Sir Duke when you're coming on, or do you like that?
Well, sorry, what was that?
Do you like hearing that song, Sir Duke, when you're coming on, or is that too hacky because you're the Duke and we played Sir Duke?
I don't mind it. It's pretty new to me, first time for me, so I don't mind it.
Really? Stevie Wonder, yeah. Sir Duke? Oh, my God. We got to send you that. So what's going through your mind? You're skating towards the goal with a potential game winner, right? Because we, Crowder and I, don't know. We love the Panthers. I go to more Panthers games than any other sport. But I never played hockey growing up, so I don't really know the sport like I do other sports. So what are you thinking? You're skating. You might have a potential game winner there. Are you thinking to yourself, oh, this goalie always leans left, so I'm going to go right? Or are you thinking, I'm going top shelf because he's not going to strike it? Or is it just your body takes over and you're like your arms and legs just kind of do what they're going to do without you thinking about it?
I think you just try to focus more on yourself, to be honest, especially in that situation when, you know, I'm coming full speed on a breakaway and, you know, game is on the line. I try to I obviously have a lot of moves in my head, but I just try to keep it simple and try to stick with the one. But that one last night, he made a great save. He's a pretty big goalie, so he got his left pad on me and stopped me there. But I think when I'm going on a breakaway, I just try to focus on myself, and I left the deke, and that time he got the best of me there.
So you do have moves, like your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because playing football, like, you have pass rush moves, or you receivers off the line have their release. So as a hockey player, you have moves that, like, they're your top three or four that you do better than other ones.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, in the morning skate, we practice breakaways and we practice shootouts. So the difference is a shootout, you can take as much time as you want. And then the goalie coach also makes us, practice breakaways where you have to skate as fast as you can and try to get a shot off. So that actually, helps us and helps our goalies out, prepares us. But I do have a couple moves for sure. I don't want to give them away and tell you guys, but I do have a couple moves in the back pocket for sure.
Like, what about shootouts? Anthony Duclair is with us. What about shootouts? When you start a shootout, do you know exactly, like, hey, I'm going to do almost like the slam dunk competition where sometimes you can tell a guy goes out there, he knows exactly what dunk he's going to do because he planned it, and other times they just go out there and you can tell they're kind of winging it. When you start skating at the shootout, do you know exactly what you're going to do, or it's just based on the way you see the goalie moving?
I know even before the shootout even starts, I sort of have an idea what to do. And depending if, when I go in the shootout, I also look at the other guys, what they do, and see the tendencies of what the goalie is doing. So, some goalies are go down pretty quick as soon as you make one move, and you can just go around them. Some goalies love to stand up. Some goalies are, more agile than others. And you just got to try to read them. In our pregame meetings, we actually talk about, each goalie and, have a little pre-scout on the goalie and see what their weaknesses are and stuff like that. So, to be honest, our coaching staff does a great job of preparing us beforehand to see, the tendencies of the goalies. But yeah, I usually I know what I'm doing before the shootout for sure.
And you came down, you played in Chicago with Coach Q, right? You were up in Chicago with Coach Q?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was there for half the season, yeah.
He brought you down here. I've asked a couple of your teammates about this. We love Coach Q. You know, we've been through a number of coaches in the last, last 5 or 6 years, and then Coach Q comes, and we're going to the playoffs. Can you tell us why he's so great? I've asked a number of people this because you've worked with him now for a couple of years. Why is Coach Q a Hall of Famer? Why does he have 3 Stanley Cups?
I mean, you just look at his past record, what he did in Chicago, it speaks for itself. I mean, he's a guy, he's a great motivator, he's a great leader. Guys, when he talks, guys will definitely listen. All he asks is for you to, give your all, give your best effort. Doesn't matter the outcome, he wants you to, put your best foot out there. And, since the start of the season, to be honest, it's been awesome to work with him. I think as a team, we've gelled, so well together, and he's a huge part of that. He lets us do our thing and in the offensive zone, which is nice, as a player. And in the defensive end, all he asks is, stick to the game plan, and he'll let you do whatever you want to do in the offensive zone. And to be honest, he's pretty funny back there on the bench. He cracks some jokes out there. He likes to keep it light, so... That's awesome to see as a player, and that's just the type of coach that you want and you want to play hard for.
Anthony Duclair, the Duke, is with us. I mean, one of the real stars of the Panthers this season. Panthers have some days off here, and then they'll play Saturday and Monday at the BB&T Center. They've got Tampa both nights to end the season. You guys have won 4 in a row, 8 out of your last 10. You're headed to the playoffs, and there's some great personalities on this team. I was telling Crowder earlier, we talked with Chris Drieger. We've had Frank Vetrano on the air. Is this team having fun out there? Because it looks like you guys are having fun.
This is the most fun I've had my whole career, to be honest. First time, clinching and being part of a playoff team, this is it can't get any better. Our team chemistry is just through the roof. Especially because of this COVID season, we just spend so much time together, on the road. We're not allowed to leave the hotel, so we're just stuck with each other, So kind of crazy that nobody's killed each other yet, but we've been getting along since day one, and it's just really nice to see. And you can tell that the team chemistry off the ice is obviously translated on the ice, and we had a great start, a start that. Not a lot of people thought we would have, and we just kept riding that. And then at some point during the season, we just believed in ourselves. We believed that we're actually a really good team, and here we are. So, we got a couple games left against Tampa, and, a playoff start, and whoever we play, I think we're all going to be ready to get going.
And the Duke, man, you're from Canada. You're Canadian. The accent tells itself. So, that's like it's huge in hockey up north. Like up north in Chicago, yeah. Like hockey's huge. But Florida is an unconventional hockey market. Like, how is it playing in Florida compared to Chicago and Canada?
The weather can't beat the weather. you're going to practice in shorts and flops. I don't think you can beat that. But to be honest with you, you can tell that, especially the way the season is going. The way that the team is playing, we feel the love and support from our fans here. And, I didn't know much coming here, obviously, beginning of the season, just coming as an away player. But, there's been a lot of love and support from our fans here this year. And it's really nice to see. We were obviously one of the few teams in the league to start the season with fans. And, it's been at max capacity throughout the entire year. So we definitely feel the love, and it's obviously been very awesome, very refreshing.
Do people run up on you at, you're out to dinner, hanging out, whatever, having a beer, whatever it is? Do people recognize you and run up on you?
We're not allowed to leave our homes or hotels, so I haven't really been out. Wow. To be honest, this season, unfortunately, I would love to, but I'll have to wait after the season.
Yeah, it's always an interesting dynamic for guys that grew up in Canada where, I mean, you cannot walk around being an NHL star in Canada mm-hmm. without being hounded for pictures and autographs. And get down to South Florida, and a lot of times, I mean, you can go completely unnoticed sometimes at a restaurant. Although I think this Panthers club is a little bit different because I do sense that South Florida has really embraced this team, kind of like what you said there. But Crowder gave me the segue here. I love asking questions about Canada from people that grew up there and are now here in South Florida. So what does Anthony Duclair miss most about Canada?
Probably just home-cooked meals for my mom. And that's about it, to be honest. I can't really complain about South Florida right now, especially right now. It's been awesome the whole time I've been here. Obviously, very grateful for the opportunity and just to be a part of this hockey team here and just the way things are rolling. So apart from the home-cooked meals, I'm not complaining too much about this right now.
What's a good home-cooked meal in Canada? Poutine?
Yeah, poutine is obviously pretty big up in Quebec on the French side there. But I love Haitian food, and there's a lot of good Haitian spots around here. But, I mean, nothing beats grandma's home-cooked Haitian food.
Milk in a bag. I'm fascinated by this. Canadians buy their milk in a bag. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, that's true. The three bags. I grew up with that. That's not a thing around here.
No, it's the first I heard of it. I thought the guy was messing with me, and he's like, no, we really buy our milk in a bag. So does it taste any different?
No, I mean, it's pretty good milk. I mean, I don't know, like, that's pretty normal up there, man.
Chris Drieger told I'm fascinated by this because I know Tim Hortons is everywhere in Canada. And Chris Drieger called it Timmy Ho's, and we had never heard that before. Is that common to call Tim Hortons Timmy Ho's?
Yeah, that's a good. It's a pretty solid nickname. Yeah, that's been thrown around quite a bit, for sure. Right.
And do you miss it? Do you like the coffee at Tim Hortons?
Yeah, of course. Every Canadian loves good Timmy Ho's.
Love it.
And the donuts? They have good donuts too.
Oh, everything is just unbelievable. We gotta get some Tim Hortons around here. Maybe
they used at
the BB&T or something. I don't know.
They used to have a Tim Hortons coffee stand in the BB&T for a couple of seasons, and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, we need that back. And
I want it back just so I can say I want to get some Timmy Ho's. It sounds much cooler than I'm gonna go get a cup of coffee. Like, hey, I gotta stop there and get a little Timmy Ho's. Yeah,
I might have to come by intermission after the first beer and get a donut and coffee.
How funny would that be? Between periods, there's like 18 Panthers players lined up in the concourse to get Tim Hortons coffee.
And his skates clicking.
Anthony Duclair, you guys have really entertained us this season, and we are really looking forward to the playoffs. As you mentioned, we know that you are as well because you haven't been there yet. So take care of business against Tampa Saturday and Monday, and then it is playoff time, and we are going to be rooting for you guys. We appreciate you making time for us.
Yeah, thank you. We will do. We'll obviously try our best, and thanks for having me on here, boys. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Anthony Duclair from the Florida Panthers. There's a good bunch of characters on that team, Crowder.
Yes.
And they all love their Timmy Ho's.
Love their Timmy Ho's. But young, energetic, like they have, like you're saying, the personalities. I can see them enjoying being around each other.
Leroy Horde texting me the blueberry fritters. Ask him. He's already gone, Leroy. What do you know about Tim Hortons, Leroy? How does Leroy Horde know about Tim Hortons?
Listen, Leroy knows about everything.
Is he Canadian?
Didn't he spend time in Minnesota? Didn't he play for the Vikings?
Yeah, yep. But you know, that is in America.
But is there? It's close to
Canada.
It's close to Canada.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to FaceTime Leroy during the break here and find out how he knows about Tim Horton.
Just wait till segment. Wait till next segment. We'll all talk with him.
I was in Niagara Falls. We went to Niagara Falls, and there was Tim Horton.
That's in Canada.
I mean, we're on. Yes. Well, there is Niagara Falls in Buffalo, jackass. before you do your big Niagara Falls is in Canada. You know there's an American side and a Canadian side. I'm sure you know this, right, Solana?
I've been there, actually. I've been to the Buffalo side and the Canadian side.
Gotcha. Did you think you were in Canada on the Buffalo side?
I may have. Yes, I may have.
Timmy Dopes. All right, there you go. Anthony Duclair.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.